All right, what's up, guys? Back again. I got a special episode lined up for y'all today. I got a couple of special guests. And you know what I mean by special. I got a Cowboy Cody in the cut. And I also got Tia on the computer. You know, we got a whole squad up in here today. We got a whole damn setup, and we got a whole damn crew. So, we're going to have a good time. All right, Cody, what you been up to, my guy?
Nothing much, man. Just working, turning into an adult.
Don't use that stupid fucking voice, bro. Goddamn. Turning into an adult.
Shut your ass up. My bad. Let me talk normal.
You're right, bro. Cowboy Cody. My friends call me Ranch. I forgot about that shit. My friends. You know, that's still your Twitter name. Why do we call you Ranch?
Because I'd be dressing.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Maybe you're more of like a vinaigrette.
Bro, look what socks I'm wearing.
Hey, the Iron Man socks. Hey, yeah. Go back to the wedding.
These were a gift from Corbina.
Let's go. Did you plan that?
Actually, I did not. They were the only pair I had clean. And I was like, I don't ever wear them. I'm going to Corbin. Let's just throw these bad boys on. Look, dude, I think I let you a hole. This one. Yeah, it's like an odd spot because it's not in my heel.
You know, I was thinking about insults the other day that I was gonna say to you when when you got here.
Yeah,
and one of them was you look like the type of guy that wears fucking holy socks.
Yeah,
but you got good socks at the crib. You're just like,
I am. I just rather not. You know, if I have a pair of messed up socks. And I have a pair of good socks. Why I wear good socks? You know, when these are already in use. Does that make sense?
I mean, I guess. But the whole reason of buying new socks is to wear them. They're not to just put up.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you buy a nice pair of shoes and you put those up because you don't want to wear those. You don't want to get them dirty.
Holes in things. I want to ask you a question. Do your dogs chew holes in your underwear?
No, but, Skyla's dog, fucking Bo, will chew the crotch out of a pair of underwear.
Out of anything.
Milo doesn't. Pants?
And it's only the crotch, bro.
It's just the crotch. I'm wearing a pair of underwear right now where my right nut is hanging out. It's like
a straddling that
bitch. I'm serious, because I can, like, take a pair of underwear off, throw them in the dirty clothes, get in the shower, come back out, there's a perfect hole right there for either one or both nuts to fall through, because... my equipment is not long enough to hang through, so it's just my nuts.
Just nut.
And it's really annoying.
I feel that.
And then one time I looked down and it looked like a little potato.
Like a little roussette?
Yeah, it's a little goose egg hanging out. I was like, that's some shit right there.
A little bird egg, right? A little blue jay popping out of that bit. Have you heard about Montia's old house?
Uh-uh.
In Statesboro?
What?
That bitch is cursed, bro.
It's
cursed?
It's crazy.
That bitch is cursed.
Why?
All right. We won't bring no names in there, but you know who all lives there.
What's the other one?
He's whispering.
You can't hear it, though. You gotta be kind of...
can't whisper, he says.
It'll be okay. Said it you got the first two right, and then the last one is... Man, right come on, bro.
It's a dude?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, they, me and Tia moved out in April.
Right.
And so everything I'm about to tell you has happened in less than a 3-month span.
Just tell them the amount of, citations. Don't go into detail. Just
I'm going into detail, bro. Listen to this.
Go
into
detail, bro. I gotta go.
Let's see what happened first. Oh, they decided to have a few guys over. I think maybe they're from Dublin or something like that. And they came over, had a party or whatever. Oh, and buddy upstairs got a fucking Dewey that night, was in jail. He tried to drive home. How fucking disrespectful, bro.
I'm about to take a Snapchat, bro. Chill out. Chill out, bro.
Okay, anyways. And get closer when you fucking talk, bro. It's gonna sound like shit. So anyways, buddy upstairs got DUI trying to leave Blue Room.
Dang.
Then, while he's in jail, the other two roommates decide to have a few friends over, and they decide to, they're like, all right, we're going to call it quits. We're kind of tired. So they go to bed. They steal this man's fucking... his fucking PlayStation, bro. They stole his PlayStation. He said he went upstairs, was about to play PlayStation. He hit the fucking button, and the PlayStation didn't beep, bro.
He said
he knew he was fucked up, and that bitch didn't beep. And what else?
So he got a DUI,
and while he was in jail, they stole his fucking PlayStation.
Jesus.
So came home, all he wanted to do was play his PlayStation. Couldn't do it.
That's tough.
Then, what happened next? Okay, then one of them, I'll just let you take your pick, who went to a party, and she's always carrying all kinds of fucking cash on her, bro.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Doesn't get a bank account for some reason. Who knows? I mean... most bills are electronic at this point. You don't go up to the damn water place and pay your water anymore. You just do that shit online, okay?
So you can't pay anything in cash, right?
Yeah, because of COVID, everything, you couldn't go into the buildings anyway.
You can't
so.
Pay anything.
So, what else? She's got all this fucking cash on her. They go over to somebody's house. She says they're in a sketchy part of the neighborhood. She comes out. All the cash is gone. I'm talking like... over $1,000 is just gone.
She had over $1,000.
Over $1,000 is in the car.
That's moronic.
It's idiotic. We know. And she knows. And so she was pretty upset about that, but she learned her lesson.
I would say so.
Then the other one is fucking barred the fuck out.
Oh,
gets a DUI.
Heard that story. Who told me that? Did you tell me that already?
Gets a DUI and you're killing me, bro. You gotta get close to
it. My bad.
Continue.
I was about to say
the other part, the other thing that happened about the house, but I'm sure you were.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay. So anyways, she gets a damn DUI, and they give her a blood test. She stays in jail. You know, she left the people's house and never came back, and they just didn't think nothing about it.
Like, they thought she just went home.
They thought she just went home. Right. So nobody knew she was in jail. She spent the whole night in jail.
No one knew.
She couldn't call nobody. She was just in there. She said she had a damn a cellmate. It was like a 40-year-old, and she just cried the whole night.
She cried the whole night.
She said she was trying to lay down and get some sleep, and the 40-year-old was just like fucking bawling her eyes out for no reason.
That's tough there.
And then the cops got called because one of our friends was letting loose a damn firearm in the backyard. And you remember where that house is, don't you?
Yeah.
That's wild. And the cops got called.
He took off running.
Yeah, he took off running. But the cops got called. The cops came in and they found a little bit of cannabis in there.
Searched the whole house.
Searched the entire house.
Yeah.
Found a little bit of weed in there. And so now they know that they're just on the radar now.
Yeah, big time.
And all this shit has just happened in 3 months. Oh, it went from a
family
from
house.
I wouldn't say family, a borderline family house.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we weren't getting into anything. We were just hanging out.
Yeah.
Into a borderline trap house.
That is crazy.
In the matter of 3 months.
The bail person, I don't even know what they're called, that you gotta go pay money to.
Yeah.
One of the roommates that went bailed the other one out, she was like, didn't I just bail someone else out from that same address? And the person that was bailing them out was like, yeah. And she, whenever she left, she was like, all right, baby, see you soon.
Oh, no. Dude, talking about DUIs, though. So, at my previous establishment of work, the El Jalapeno.
The one and only.
Yeah. So, My last day of work, I was pretty much in there not doing shit. They just called me in to manage, and I sat there. Well, we had this new girl come in that was training. And she was one of those girls. You could tell she was a horse girl in high school.
I thought you were just going to stop talking after the first part of horse.
No.
You could just tell she was a whore. Damn, Cody, dude, chill out.
No, she was one of those horse girls. I feel like she was either a horse girl or one of those girls, you know, that would, like, kiss at you when you walk by.
Oh, yeah.
You know those girls? Yeah. You could tell that's what she was. And I was like, dude, I know this chick. How do I know her? And come to find out, I messaged somebody, and she was at Root and Parker the same time I was there while I was wrestling, and I had a class with her. And I'm not going to tell you her name. If I told you her name, like, y'all don't know her, but the name's just weird. And
what's her name, then? I'm sure she doesn't listen to this.
Her name is, if you know her, I'm sorry. Her name is Jency. Jency.
That doesn't roll off the tongue too well.
Jency.
Yes. How do you? I don't know. But
bring that ass in.
Well, anyways, okay, back to my story. So she was training, first day in there, and you go, she's just one of those awkward chicks, like, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
She talks like this, like it's like she tries to, when she speaks, it's like she tries to keep her teeth in the same spot. It's so weird. Hey. But anyways, I didn't think nothing else about it. Well, I get in the group chat, because I'm still in the El Jalapeno, like, Snapchat. And they were in there, like, my phone was just blowing up last night. What the hell is going on? So I get in there and look. And so previously, she's tried to drink with a lot of the girls and guys that work at a lot of servers that go out and drink. And so they said that one night they were drinking a jalapeno, and this girl got halfway through a marg and passed out in the booth. Like, just passed out. And they say she blacks out off, like, two drinks. It's insane.
Sounds like somebody in this room.
Tina.
I was pregnant for literally almost
10
months.
Literally. Dude,
so it's really your fault, Coburn.
No, listen to this. At the pond house the other day, she drank half a cup of margarita and, what is it? My ears are hot. What are they called? The long
drink.
High noon. She drank one high noon and was
trashed.
I had to carry her back in the damn pond house.
He is a lie. He is such a lie.
I had to fireman carry her back in there.
All right, we're right on story. We all knew Tia was lying. Well,
oh my gosh.
This bitch had a picture of margarita at the at El Jalapeno. Then went to Del Sur and kept drinking. Got in the car, tried to drive home because she was grounded at 23 years old. Drove off in a ditch, started walking around, knocking on houses, the doors of houses, and somebody called the cops and they come and arrest her for DUI. Her parents are out of town and she didn't know their phone number, so she sat in there all night. This morning, she called El Jalapeno. She called the restaurant and the host picked up the phone and was like, "Hello, El Jalapeno," and she was like, "Hey, this is Jency, I'm in jail. Can someone come get me?" And so one of the servers went and got some money, went to a bail bond, and the bail bond was like $195 when we got her out.
Oh my gosh.
So it wasn't like a steep bail, but I was like, shit, dude. And she's just one of those awkward ass hurt horse girls.
Imagine calling Nats and be like, "Hey, I'm in jail. Can you come get me?"
That's I ain't gonna say we had it done, but I can't remember how many times somebody in the group chat would be like, "Hey, so-and-so's locked up." And they'd be like, "All right, let's go bail him out.
Let's go get him."
I forgot whose it was. Their bail was like real high. And they were like, "Hey, who wants to pitch in on so-and-so's bail?" And I was like, "God dang. I'm straight."
You know, like, I just don't get it, dude.
I'm glad I made it out without getting arrested.
Me too.
I don't know how we did it. I didn't even get it.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
You know,
I don't even think I got close. You know, when I was working at 40 East, I feel kind of bad for saying this now, but when I was working at 40 East, I don't advise this. I would drive all the way from 40 East to Langley, and I would stop after every shift, and I would get, like, drunk.
I remember that.
And I would drive back to Langley. Yeah. All the way down there.
My blood pressure.
It's crazy. Why'd you do that? That's still not as bad as our lime scooter trip.
And I'd be drinking liquor, because I'm talking about.
You remember that?
Unfortunately, yeah. I remember a lot. I remember a lot more of it. I don't understand how I wrecked that thing.
Four times?
I don't see how I did.
Well, the first because time,
I was lying, like I was awake.
You do remember you wrecked before you ever got on it, right? Because you fell off the fence when we jumped.
Yeah,
the fence.
Yeah, I know.
Remember that,
that
right? When we jumped the fence, you busted your ass. And then once we scanned the code, you tried to stand on it and just fell over.
So I don't remember that. I'm making that up.
No, that is factual. I have a photographic memory of that night. I don't remember a lot of shit when I'm drunk, but that is one thing I will never forget.
I remember I was just driving, and I was looking down, and I remember thinking in my head, I was like, why the fuck am I swerving so fucking bad? And I was just like, I'm literally trying my hardest to just hold this thing in a straight line. And like, I was just like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Dude, I don't know what's funnier. Or the first, this isn't funny. This is actually kind of scary. Do you?
Yes. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're about to say. When that fucking car almost hit me?
Well, yeah. But do you remember why it almost hit you? Because when you got to the red light going down the road, you didn't stop or slow down or look both ways. You got to where we needed to cross the road and just busted a right like you had.
There wasn't nobody over there.
Bro, you didn't look. You didn't slow down. You just, like,
I
turned that thing and busted a straight 90 degrees.
How you gonna tell me I didn't look?
Because I was watching you. No, okay. I could see the little red light in the back of the scooter. I mean, look, it about gave me a seizure. It was moving so bad. Jesus. And then you ran into that damn branch. You fell, like, four times. You did good, though, once you got on the road to Langley. Like, I don't know how in the hell you made it on the roundabout safe.
No, it was just that one fucking, that one stretch, you know, when you veer off right?
Yeah. No, it was before you veered.
It was before that.
Between
that one stretch, there's no fucking lights out there. There's no street lights or anything. Yeah. So I was just looking at, I was trying to look
at
the white line.
Did you fall in the gravel one time where they just put Peterson, the Peterson place?
I don't think so.
I thought you did.
But they, like I was looking at the white line, like over there where the bike lane should be, but the bike lane was probably about 4 inches wide, and I didn't want to be in the middle of the road.
But if you think about it,
so I was like, I was like fucking, I was balancing on the fucking between life and death.
Yeah, that was a rough trip there. Now I poured alcohol on my dog's ass.
Yeah, we poured that down. Tito's on that bit, or not Tito's?
No, it was rubbing alcohol. It was straight rubbing alcohol.
I thought it was vodka.
No, it was straight rubbing alcohol because you were screaming bloody murder.
Remember Miles was the only one that was up when we got there?
Yeah.
Miles would be up at like 4 o'clock in the morning with a coffee in the room.
Miles would fucking, he'd be up at 5 o'clock in the morning and he would sleep till 3 o'clock. He'd come downstairs with the fucking, I need me a cup of Joe. Put it down with his bedroom slippers and a robe on.
And we'd be ready to start drinking, and he'd come down.
He'd be ready to start drinking too.
Man,
he'd ask us.
Dude, we were talking about the other day. Sorry, Miles. Not this is not talking bad about you, but we were talking about the other day. Like, you remember? Like, it felt like last year, like a year ago. Miles was just a hopeless romantic, and now he's friggin' married.
Yeah, I remember that that night that
we took his Tinder.
No, not that. When I texted him, I don't forget how we did it, but I was texting him. I forgot how I did it, but I pretended I was a girl, okay? And I was like, all right, I'm on the way to fuck. And he was like, I don't know, bro. I don't even know how to put a condom on. I was like, what?
I know, one night, I think one night,
he was so fucking scared. He was pacing back and forth. He was just fucking pacing.
One night, I deleted my phone number out of his phone, and we were doing that. I got his phone and deleted my number out, and we started texting about just off my phone.
I remember I put his phone in the damn crock pot that one night, and it stayed there all night, I think. He was gone.
Y'all used to mess with him so bad.
You remember when
Cody ate all his dang vitamins.
Oh, he was hurting. That was awful, dude. I was eating vitamins like they were Sour Patch Kids. My stomach was messed up for 3 days.
That fucking immune system, and that's why you ain't got COVID.
That's why I didn't get COVID, dude. I was fucking
COVID. Still riding out on the fucking whole bottle of
vitamins. Talking about vitamins, though, dude. I tell you one reason I feel like I'm an adult now. I started taking one-a-days. Men's one-a-days.
I got some of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I wake up
cooking that shit, bro. If I'm going to whoop your ass.
But, yeah, so I started drinking black coffee and taking one-a-day vitamins.
Black coffee?
Yeah.
That's the only way to go. Bro, you know, there at Circle K, they got espresso shots in the little things.
Really?
Like the creamers. I put like 3 or 4 of them bitches in my coffee every morning.
Oh, so you're like seeing, I'm like hearing fucking colors.
I'm smelling sounds, bro.
Dude, I watched it. Tell me about like caffeine addicts and stuff. I watched a guy while you were on TikTok, dude. You know how like there's several different areas of TikToks that you can wander into for some. Like I'm on like weightlifting TikTok, but with weightlifting TikTok comes those psychotic ass like pit viper snorting pre-workout guys.
Oh yeah.
This dude had 4 bangs laid out with holes popped in them like he was going to shotgun them, and was pouring pre-workout into the bang and shotgunned all 4. And there was like, there was 4 bangs and like 3 scoops pre-workout. And I was like, dude, there's just no way. And then
he's going to have a heart attack.
And somebody in the comments was literally like, dude, at this point, cocaine's healthier.
Yeah, yeah. You're not lying.
And I was like, Jesus. I was like, dude, your freaking heart is going to bust.
That shit's going to, I don't see how people do that.
That's crazy. Because I know if I drink a bang, I'm good for like 3 hours, just wired.
The first time I drank a bang, it felt like I took like a 10 milligram Adderall.
Dude.
I didn't even drink a bang before, because I drank a Monster one time and had to pull over on the side of the road because I was spazzing.
Jesus Christ.
I was scared.
Yeah. T had a Coke with real sugar in it and had to pull over.
But what else blows my mind is how we didn't die from just like straight up drowning in vodka Red Bull.
Somebody in college?
Yeah.
I don't see how I didn't die from a lot of things.
Yeah. Because I know there'd be nights where if you take the amount of vodka to the amount of Red Bull I drank in one night, it would be like drinking like 6 or 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Those, that's not healthy to be taking depressants and
drinking
alcohol. And like caffeine.
Yeah, because you know, like alcohol is a depressant. With the Red Bull caffeine, I mean that's just,
you're basically just speedballing, except a legal version of speedballing. It's like that generic heroin meth.
All right,
so we're gonna like get into this thing. I feel like we're just talking to each other right now.
What do you want
to
get into? What are you going to talk about?
I wasn't gonna ask you. Oh, should I spill a little beer? Oh, I had a scenario I was gonna ask you. I thought about it earlier.
Can you stop making so much fucking noise, bro?
Shut up,
Jesus Christ, they can hear everything.
Shut up. All right. Hypothetically. Say it's a happy, warm Sunday afternoon. You know, everything's going great. Everybody's out there chilling, grilling. All right. In one hand, you have Luca. Whose phone is vibrating? Come on, Tia.
God damn it, Tia.
Tia, come on.
Don't you dare answer that phone at this table.
I'm not.
So, one hand, you got Luca. All right. The other hand, you've got like a freshly opened, just pop the top on a Miller. Cold, ice cold Miller. Like, taking one sip. All right. You turn around. Little shit-ass neighbor's kid is throwing 90 mile an hour fastball at your head.
God damn.
What is your first, like, movement?
My first movement is, I'm calling a fucking college scout and I'm gonna help my damn neighbor's kid.
No, come on, let's be a little bit like, if you're sitting there
okay.
Holding Luca in an ice cold Miller, like, I'm not asking would you drop Luca, but
gosh darn it. Okay. Dude. Logical, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna drop the beer, okay? But since we're on a comedy podcast,
but see, here's my
I'm
thing.
About
if
to
you
fucking
drop the beer, you're still gonna get hit in the freaking face.
How?
Just drop, like, if you're standing there.
Yeah.
And drop the beer, the ball's still gonna hit you.
You can't just like.
What do you mean? I'm dropping the beer and I'm gonna fucking bare hand that bitch. You ain't never. Dude.
You're not gonna bare hand a ball.
What are you talking about?
Corbin.
Have you ever watched MLB? The fans, bro. The fucking fans.
Yeah, because I got all this. You got adrenaline. But.
I could bare hand a 90 mile. It would hurt like hell.
Why can't you just like. Duh.
Yeah, why can't I just.
I
move out of the way.
I was just asking you what you would do.
I
drop
just
the beer.
Fall on the floor.
I probably shouldn't have said drop the beer. I probably just hit the deck, bro.
With Luca in your hand. Yeah. Like, what if you fell on top of it?
I fell backwards.
He's up.
You could have just.
Or I toss him up and then I drop down.
Just toss him up.
Yeah, and then I catch him. Like a.
Like a ninja.
Yeah.
That's cool. I had another one.
Like an action scene.
What was that other one? What would be like a logical reason to skip one of Luca's birthdays? Like, would you, like, if somebody walked up and was like, Corbin, I've got 2 backstage passes and front row tickets to Post Malone right now. And his second birthday was tomorrow.
You said two?
Yeah.
Yeah, then me and him go.
It's got to be 21,
though. Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it. I mean, why would I go to a concert by myself? Get what I'm saying?
You could take me.
I mean, what are we going to do, though? You're going to realize when you have a fucking kid, brother. It's not shit to do. There, a lot of shit just ain't fun to me. Like, this right here is fun, but, like, going out and fucking and trying to drink as much as I can until...
Blacking out?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't done that in a long time. Tia literally made some shit up the other night while we were on the phone. That pissed me off.
How?
You were like, you go to Blue Room and you black out all the time and then go to work? I was like, when? When's the last time I went to Blue Room?
Last week, bro.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's been multiple occasions all throughout our college.
That's because I was in college. I didn't have a
college.
Couch. I didn't have a
You post. Don't do nothing but sit in an air conditioned truck.
Oh bullshit.
Oh yeah, what you do at work, bro? What do you do at work?
Okay.
Let people know.
So I am a don't work for DOT, I work with DOT. And roadside work inspections.
So, you get your company truck?
Yeah. Okay. It's a 2020 Chevrolet.
Bro, you know what I got?
What?
I got like a fucking Ford Focus, bro. It's just
bro, I bet that bitch gets like... Is it?
It gets so much gas mileage. It's bro, crazy.
That's I know it's
But I don't give a fuck because I'm not spending my gas money on it. So no, I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you why I know it gets good. Because that 2020 Chevrolet gets great. It's a four-door, full-size truck, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I can go like 600 miles until E. It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I drove Monday through Friday, filled up one time.
I'm about to get that new damn Ford Maverick, bro. That
don't
motherfucking
do that.
Electric.
That bitch looks like if like a giraffe and a llama had a car.
That shit looks bad though.
It looks like
it
a
looks
mouth.
Better than a Honda Ridgeline.
Who the fuck is gonna drive a Honda Ridgeline?
Exactly. People do. You see them. They make them.
That's like saying that you want pickles on a pizza.
Who, bro? I know somebody, bro. The bitch that trained me.
Yeah.
This bitch. We went to Village Pizza. She ordered, god dang, pickle cheese sticks, bro.
Y'all are tripping because we have pickles at your pie.
And look at that bitch, ain't that bad. But I was like, who the fuck eats this?
That's crazy. Dude, I tell you what I seen the other day that I want to try. Somebody made their own cheese sticks. So they took like some cheese, crushed up some hot Cheetos. And rolled the cheese.
What, you was on Hood Mills?
I don't know what I was on. I was just on some TikTok. You know how, like, you don't go down rabbit holes? And, they fried some cheese sticks, but it's bread crumb.
Story,
but it was hot Cheetos. Hey, grab me one.
That's what I'm doing.
Here, Angel.
You people
entertain. Yo, I'm by myself. I don't like this.
You're by yourself? I'm literally sitting right in front of you.
Hey, Luke is asleep.
Yeah, he's in bed this whole time.
So is this, did you know this was like a flask?
No.
This is crazy. So what you been up to, Tina? You've been mighty quiet.
I've been listening to y'all talk.
Yeah. That's pretty bored. There's daddy.
Daddy's dad.
That kind of made my skin crawl.
What?
When he said that.
That was kind of weird. Just a little uncomfortable.
Do y'all not have, like, code names for each other?
Nah, I refuse to call her anything other than Tia.
You don't even call me Tia, you call me Tina.
Yeah, Tina.
That's crazy.
We keep it, like...
Because, like...
Like a business office over here.
I saw in the TikTok, Ashley's name was Baby Girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
Tia's lucky she got an emoji by her name on my phone, bro.
Because I don't do it, like, on purpose. It's not like I'm, like, one of those weird guys.
No.
That's just, I don't know, bro.
It's
like,
just, and I don't mean it to be corny or anything, but it's like a habit. Like, I'm like, hey, babe, grab my charger or something.
I don't
know.
Bro.
I say that to him. He don't say
I'm just
him.
Not,
I,
like I don't baby. Know, affectionate.
And I didn't think I would be like that because, I'm not having a better relationship.
I tried it. It just doesn't, like, I just can't naturally. Like, it just doesn't roll off my tongue.
I guess I did it, like, a couple times, and now it's just, like, a habit. I'm like, hey, babe, grab some drink.
I do, too. I call him babe probably more than I call him anything else.
He mean.
But, yeah, it's a big transition. I don't know, yeah. That hard. But it was a big transition.
When you've been together for fucking, what?
Almost 7 years.
7 years, bro. All that fucking nickname shit just flies out the window, you know.
Yeah, I seen TikTok today.
You're just paying bills and like giving each other like reports at this point. It's like, how'd this go? And it's like, oh, I went pretty good. How'd this go? It's
like,
oh,
I went pretty good. Text each other like throughout the day.
No, not at all. Not at all. The only time I text her, I don't text her unless I need to know something or I need something. And then she only texts me if she needs something. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, we're with each other all the time. What else is there to text about?
True.
That's... Even, I mean...
I'll ask you... Sometimes I'll be like...
How's your day? Day? How's your day? That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
But we don't get into... Like... I remember back in the day, when you be talking to somebody, bro...
You'd just be trying to think about random shit.
No, you would have to... You would have to text that person... All day, every day, all day, every day. And it's like, and that was back before you drive and you had to fucking wait until you went to school.
Like, you know, like how many 90% like conversations I would have where I would say, what you doing?
What you doing?
Yes,
what you doing?
WID.
I would say like 6 times within an hour.
And be like, what you doing now? Yeah, the same fucking thing. I'm watching a movie. I'm going to be doing the same thing for about 2.5 hours.
Is like, if I would be like hunting or something. Like, you know that hunting takes hours. Like, I'm going to get a deer stand. Or, I don't know, just anything. An hour
cowboy
later, boy. Like, huh. 2 hours later, I'm hunting. I mean, like, you don't want
to be looking. I mean, try to provide something other than that. And I'll give it to myself. I used to be good at holding a conversation, but, bro, now... I can't hold a fucking conversation.
I think it depends on the person for me, if I can hold a conversation or not.
I can't hold a conversation with any of the people that I see during the day at work. Like, I can't make small talk. I don't know how to make small talk. I don't know what to talk about.
I feel like I'm good at small talk.
I'm terrible at it. I don't start conversations, and I don't try to keep conversations going on.
Well, see, I kind of have to, because... With my job, if I don't know how to make small talk, they're just all the guys at work or that like I'm out there watching, or they just think I'm another dickhead. So I just, you know, get out there and talk to them. I'm like,
see, I can't do that.
I'm like, man, it's hot today, ain't it? Or that rain hit quick, or just something, you know, small that way.
Yeah,
something small.
You sound like a tool when you say that.
No, they
because me, if somebody came up to me and was like, "Oh, how's the weather?" I'd be like. Shut the fuck up, bro. You're literally just out here just to make yourself look better, bro. Set your ass back in that damn air-conditioned truck, bro.
I do a lot.
I feel like you're such, like... I feel like the people that work with you probably fucking hate you.
And they do. And here's my point. Because I've had to come to terms with this.
I feel like they don't respect you.
Are you the boss?
No, I'm not the boss at all. They don't do what I tell them. I'm not there to tell them what to do. I'm there to make sure, if this makes sense, I'm not supposed to tell them what to do, but I'm there to make sure that they do the right thing.
But what if they're actively fucking up? You can't
be like, I can walk up and be like, hey guys, we should try this way. shut up, Corbin. I could walk up and say, hey, this big butt needs us. So say we're laying 24-inch pipe. For 150 foot, there's a lot of things that have to go into effect with that pipe. You gotta make sure that your angles are right, it's still tight, and they're not packing rock on it when you're laying dirt back on top. You can't just pour. Say you have a 4 foot deep hole, you can't just pour 4 foot of dirt on top of it, or it won't settle right. So you got to go in 8-inch increments and get it all packed right.
Okay, I get you.
And so I'm out there to make sure they do that, because if they do that and pour 4 foot of dirt on there, and then we get a flood. Year down the road, and the whole pipe shifts and busts. Then they go back and look at it, and they see that the name on the inspection was Cody Calhoun. It doesn't go back on.
That's your
last. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it goes back on me. So I'm not there to tell them if.
You on the railroads?
No, I'm on road work.
Imagine if you just caused like a landslide.
Yeah, that should be crazy.
Just my career killed like 13 people.
That's what we were talking about. Is like a lot of your professors at Georgia Southern, they're there because they fucked up somewhere.
I've come to realize that I don't respect any of those people, bro. Like, I get it. Like, the people that are doctors that aren't saving lives, bro. Like, yeah. I get it. Like, you went to school for a really long time. Congratulations. You're really good at one thing.
Yeah. But back to what
I don't want to call you a doctor for that.
Change your story, but
I understand. That's just my soapbox.
So, like, with them hating me, what you were saying. So, at first, like, the first week, I was like, dang, I don't want to be that douchebag out here trying to tell everybody what to do. They hate me or whatever. But then I come to terms with it. I was like, okay. It is kind of awkward, me out there trying to correct a 40-year-old man that's been doing his job for 20 years. I mean, it's awkward as hell. But at the same time, I realized one day, I was like, okay, they can get mad at me for being able to stand here and take notes. And they can be like, oh, here, do shit. You'll pay more. They can get mad if they want to, but that's not my fault. They took a different route. That was my choice to go to school. I paid for my school. I did my 5 years in school. Yes, I owe loans. I'm going to pay them back eventually, hopefully.
Hey, hopefully Uncle Joe just fucking cancels them hoes, bro. Hopefully my boy cancels that shit.
But I'm like, dude, get mad. I was like, I'm sorry that you got a family of four that you knocked up when you were 17. And you haven't had to do hard labor your entire life, but you should have wore a condom. Anyway, I chose you to
say
that. That was fucked up.
How?
You can't really.
Y'all were ready to have a kid, though. You said
I'm not talking about us.
Oh.
You can't tell other people to wear condoms.
Some people just gotta do what they gotta do to
when you don't when you don't practice. No, I'm not talking about that. I was talking about you can't say shit to somebody about wearing a condom when you don't wear a condom.
I don't. I used to a lot, but.
But that yeah, I see what you're talking about. Like, I feel the same way about homeless people. It's what? Like about homeless people. How do you get homeless? Like I understand. But you gotta really fuck up.
I don't know. Some like the veteran, the disabled veterans and stuff that go homeless. That's because
yeah, man.
Like they don't get paid.
I know they don't do shit for veterans.
Fuck up.
I know that personally.
But like, I get what you're saying about the people that are just out there standing.
Yeah, for money. Like there's a difference. There's a difference.
They just never worked and are on drugs.
Right. You know when we were in Nashville, we would have people. We went and fed all the people up under the bridge.
Yeah.
You know there were people pulling up in BMWs and shit and getting food. Really? But no, but that's all they had. They didn't have a house.
Oh, they just had a BMW.
They didn't have no food.
It's like that's what they.
That's all they had.
Bro,
they lived out of their car, but their car happened to be a BMW.
On Twitter. This girl, like, roasted the shit out of her, like, friend's boyfriend. She said this man got fired from his job. Or he either got fired or quit. Alright. Was unemployed. Was, like, fucking pulled out of, like, $70,000 out of his 401k. Went and bought a charger. And just now he's jobless.
Jobless
with a charger. Jobless and homeless with a charger. I was like, what? Like, what goes through people's minds?
What, yeah. I don't get it. $60,000. Keep that shit tucked up, bro.
Bro, just go work at McDonald's, have that little nut sack sitting back there. Is that what it's called? A nut sack?
What you talking about?
Like, when people have like a little wad of money tucked back.
I don't think it's a nut sack.
I don't think it's a nut sack either. There's a term for it.
It's definitely not a nut sack.
I don't think it's a
nut sack. What is it, a gooch?
No.
A beehole?
Speaking of gooches, that puts me on my butthole story.
Why did you want me to shave your ass earlier, so, bro?
I mean, you know, you got your podcast thing, and everybody else is doing their own thing, and so I feel like I'm trying to get viral on TikTok. I mean, that's what I love it, you know. I think it'd be fun to get a
few. You don't know, bro. You never know, bro. That shit might blow up.
Cowboy Cody and Cowboy Kale.
You should change your name to Cowboy Cody on fucking TikTok, bro.
But what I was doing, though, is I just want to, you know, go. I don't know how you do this. It's just like a thing for TikTok, but copyright. So, I come up with this idea. What I'm going to do is message all my homeboys and be like, which ones are real ones? and ask him to shave my asshole. And so,
what'd you say?
I said, I mean, I take different ones, different things. Maybe it'll be posted by the time this gets out, so whoever hears this can go watch my TikTok and give it a like. So I messaged all the homeboys, and I was like,
I'm fucking shaking, bro.
Shut up. And so I was like, hey, bro, I'm going to the beach this weekend. Can you do me a favor? I was like, can you shave my asshole? And I messaged, like,
I just figured you were wanting to do, like, butt stuff or something.
No. And I'd be like, five or six guys I messaged. It was like you, Andreas, Bryson, Tyson.
What Bryson say?
Here, dude, everybody was cool about it. Let me tell you the two. This is what I was getting. This is the main reason I want to tell the story. All right, so I messaged Summerall, Andreas, Keenan, you, Tyson, Hayden, Bryson. All right. Everyone said yes. Like, Bryson was like, I said, hey, would you help me out? Shave my ass. He's like, yeah, when you need it. Like, real casual. All right. I messaged you, and then you were disappointed that it was a test.
Yeah, I was really wanting to shave your asshole, bro.
And I was like, text Tyson. I was like, yo, I'm leaving for the beach in the morning. Can you shave my ass tonight? He just real calmly texts back, yes. Andres, he was like, hey, I said, hey, will you shave my ass crack? And he was like, yeah, man. I was just real calm. Then yeah. Summerall, I said, hey, I'm headed to the beach tomorrow. I said, could you shave my ass tonight? He said, Holt included. I said, yeah.
Hey, dude. I'll get the cheeks. I'll just fucking.
He was like, bet, goat sold separately. Or not goat, goot sold separately. And then he was like, I'm going to St. Simon's too. So he was going to see if I could return the favor.
Like, what did I get myself into?
I was like, yeah. But dude, out of all my homeboys, you know, whether they would actually do it or not, they went along with it, you know. But guess the two that said no and acted weird about it.
Well, I'm guessing Hayden and Keenan.
Yeah. Two roommates, supposed to be the closest people I had in my life.
Supposed to be my brothers. What did they say? They didn't pick up that it was a joke?
I've lived with both of these guys.
I picked up that it was a joke.
Yeah.
Off rip.
I've lived with both of these guys for 3 years, right? And they just were not cool with it. They were just like, what did Hayden say? Oh, Hayden just said a gif. And I was like, fake as fuck. And then he was like, why you need your ass shaved? I was like, why does it matter? I was like, if you're a real one, you wouldn't question it. And then I messaged Keenan, and he was like, that sounds like an Ashley job. I was like, what if Ashley, like, got all, like, lost all 10 fingers and couldn't shave my ass? Like, would you not shave my ass for me if I had to? And I was just really disappointed that all my homies would do it except two people I thought were used to. Kind of hurt my feelings.
That is kind of fucked up. Well, you got a... Ain't Aiden moving in with y'all?
Yeah, Aiden is. Pretty sure about that.
He might shave it for you.
No.
Really doubt it.
I think it'll come out of the shell.
I'm more excited about that than anybody else.
Yeah.
Because I know it's Keenan's little brother, but I feel like I have a new little trainee coming in.
Okay. Well, Keenan's going to tell him now.
His main advice is going to be stay away from Cody. Like,
yeah.
Well, not necessarily, because I've gotten a lot better in like the last 2 or 3 months. I really have. You can make that weird ass face if you want to.
He gets so mad.
I mean, I don't drink every day. I mean, and if I do drink during the week, I go sit down in my recliner and kick my shoes off.
That's the best feeling, bro. And drinking by yourself while you're just watching TV, bro. That shit is so relaxing.
Like after a long day, bro, and just getting home, like untucking your shirt, taking your shoes off and kicking back, popping a brew, and just chilling.
Once you change, like, change out of your work clothes into, like, a pair of gym shorts.
Yes, dude. Dude, that...
And some fucking sandals.
Did I tell you I took a bath the other night?
Took a bath. I haven't taken a bath in years.
Let me tell you, bro. I don't know why I didn't.
But by myself.
I haven't taken a bath in the last 20 years, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you have. I ran your bath when you were sick.
Oh, when I was fucked. I was.
Oh, when you were hungover as fuck?
No, I wasn't hungover. I was fucked up sick. Like, I don't know.
You put like the.
I had that pre.
The Epsom salt?
Yeah.
I had that pre COVID, bro.
Damn. But what happened was it was like. I think it was Thursday. Was it last night? What's that, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Is this
Friday?
It must have been like Wednesday. It was either Wednesday or... No, it was last night. It was definitely last night because I was drinking my Miller. And I was sitting in the shower, you know, just casual shower beer, about to jump out, you know, put some clothes on, go get some meat, you know, just like fast food. And I was sat in there and actually didn't get off for like another hour and a half. Hayden and Keenan were out drinking at Nats. I was in the house by myself and I was like,
"You beat your meat on the couch?"
I did not. That couch is too nice.
That would have been my first move.
No.
I remember my parents would leave the house, I'd jack off in the living room.
Are you psychotic? What the hell? Oh my God.
Yeah, man, that's
Oh, God.
That was just the first thing that came to my head. I got all this freedom.
The only place I've ever jerked off besides my bedroom or the bathroom was my truck.
What's the weirdest place?
What time? TMI, sorry, guys. What time I jerked off my truck going down the highway?
What?
That's no way.
Why? Because
I was like 17.
Yeah. When you're 17, if you get the urge, you got to get that shit out, because...
I don't know what my reason was.
You'll start sweating that shit out if you leave it in there.
I had some really bad swass afterwards.
Oh my gosh.
I was wearing khaki shorts.
Oh God.
Dude, talking about swass. Do you get swass? Swamp ass?
Yeah, I get swamp ass. What called swass? That's so lame. Swamp ass. That shit sounds dirty.
Swamp. Yeah, I used to get so bad when we were going to East Georgia. Ride from Soperton to Swainsboro in like August when I was trying to wear some khaki shorts, bro. And on leather seats.
Oh, yeah.
I'd get to school, and it would be like somebody just poured a water bottle straight in my ass.
Bro, I fucking... My balls get so fucking hot during the day.
See, my balls are just...
I'm just talking about my whole bottom.
Yeah, it's like right here.
When I go, like, if I'm not, like, close to a town, because I'm on the road all day, if I gotta take a piss, I'll find a dirt road.
Yeah.
I'll go to take a piss. And I'll unbutton my shit, and then when I stick my hand in my fucking pants to pull my dick out,
yeah,
you can just feel the heat like an oven hit my fucking hand. I'm like, bro, why am I so fucking... I got them heaters, boy.
I got them heater nuts.
Yeah, man, my fucking... My shit be hot as hell. You found something interesting for us to look at?
Yeah. All right. Are you going to give your spiel about the Reddit like you did last time?
What about it?
Just saying that it's the Reddit advice.
Okay, guys, you know what time it is.
What?
Okay.
It's time for some Well, no, I ain't going to say that. It's time for some... for a little bit of advice from the boys.
I'm not close enough to...
We got two different point of views this time. We'll see how it goes. All right, Cody, you better fucking listen, bro. All
right, we'll get him wrong.
Just read
it. All right. My boyfriend, 59 years old, and I, 20 years old. That's probably important to mention.
It's not
illegal. It's not illegal. Just frowned upon, like jacking off in an airplane. My boyfriend and I have been together for a year now, and my partner wants to have kids as proof of my loyalty, but I don't want to have kids. What should I do?
Wait, so the person that wrote this is 20? Or the 59?
Yeah, the person that wrote this is 20. Yeah. All right. There's more to it. They're giving a whole little more detailed. My partner and I have been together for a year, and everything has been perfect till now. As I want to experience more and have new friends, he thinks I'm starting to focus less on him, spend less time with him, and become less serious about our relationship.
Pause right there. The person probably is losing focus because she's 20 years old.
I can't read and comprehend at the same time. Like if I read out loud, I can't comprehend it. I have to go back. Hold on. Me and my partner, we've been together for a year. Okay, first off, he thinks I'm starting to fuck it. The bitch is 20. She's 20. What?
Dude, if I could get back to 20 again, you think I would get in a relationship? Hell.
With a 59-year-old man?
No.
And that he's wanting her to have...
Does he have
kid.
Money? My partner and I... Yeah.
Does
this anything
with money?
Focusing... Okay, he thinks I'm starting to focus less on him. First off, stop fucking lying, because you are. You're 20. He's 60. You're focusing less on him. You're worried. You just got out of high school. You're still talking to your friends from high school.
Like, you're still... you're not even... not even legal to drink alcohol. How does a 59-year-old hang out with someone that's not legally allowed to drink alcohol?
I don't know what the fuck this bitch got going on. Hold on, time out.
They can't say, oh, we don't drink alcohol because it's a sin, or it's not healthy. That's a 40-year age difference. That's not healthy.
It happens. People do it.
Jesus.
Not bad.
Yeah, I like that hat.
Thanks, man. It's pretty good, don't it?
Yeah.
He keeps saying that he wants to have something to connect us stronger to our relationship. He acts like a child will be some kind of proof our loyalty
that's
to each other.
That's already a known fact. Children don't make relationships better.
No. That doesn't make you loyal at all. The divorce rate is 50%, bro. It's higher than 50%. If anything, a child is going to make it worse.
Yeah, because...
The fuck you mean? I mean, he's going to leave you with that child.
Y'all know more than me, but I feel like a child just makes everything worse.
Yeah, it does. I'm just kidding. Jesus Christ.
No, but it
it tests you, bro. It tests you, bro.
Okay. Speaking of...
Speaking of him.
You might have to take a shit, dude. I cry sometimes, but I have to take a shit.
Yeah. I think I might have some kind of hereditary gastrointestinal type thing going on because I'd be having a shit. I'd be wanting to cry when I got a shit, too. What am I saying? The problem is that I don't want to have kids. I've been around kids too many times, and I easily become frustrated, tired, and annoyed with them. Yeah, you're 20. Even just for an hour of spending time with them, I can't imagine taking care of my own child for 18, maybe even more years. Thus... And we are in pretty bad conditions, and I don't and will never want to pass my genetics on to my child. What?
What? Are you ugly?
And I don't and will never want to pass my genetics on to my child. Do you have some kind of terminal disease?
I don't know. That's weird. I wonder if she's just ugly or if she's got actually something wrong.
Jesus Christ. I don't want to carry on my lineage. But he'll keep saying that. He'll break up with me if I refuse to have a kid. I don't want to lose him, but I don't want to have kids either. How should I handle this?
I think it's time to cut things off, personally.
Yeah, I think it's time to...
Spread your wings. You're 20.
Spread your wings. You got a lot of life left, you know.
Like,
fuck Hugh Hefner, bro. He's fucking...
I would honestly say the past 3 years, like from 20 to 23, the last 3 years of my life, this last three might be like the best three.
Yeah, I don't see how people peaked in high school. You're not even your real self.
How do you peak? I know I didn't. And
I think I get scared sometimes because I think that I might have. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, at this point, dude. You really can't worry about a peak anymore. I mean, we both like.
Hey, it's all up here from here, baby.
Yeah, I mean, peak, no peak, life goes on.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's the thing you worry about when you're 18, 19, 20, up to 22. But what is a peak, really? Have you ever thought about that?
It's the top.
It's like,
I'm pretty sure it's the top.
Is that like.
What's the peak? It's the peak for now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, what really is a peak? Like, what determines that you peaked? Is it the amount of friends you have? How much fun you had?
Maybe your happiness, bro.
Is it your happiness?
I think it might be your happiness.
Well, because I feel like you're in control of your own happiness.
Yeah. I get that.
You're in control of... So, is... Like, what's going on right there?
Like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's kind of hard to be happy when you're... If you're 2 months late on rent, then you're about to get kicked out, and you got 3 kids, and...
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of hard to be happy.
I mean, it is.
You can't really create happiness when you're about to be living on the streets.
True, but,
you know?
Like, say you're 24, you got a house, you kind of, I mean, nothing's really going wrong. Like, you got a stable income. Maybe you don't like your job a little bit, but you got a house, you're able to pay your bills. And you're like, man, I miss college because I peaked. Like, really?
Yeah, I mean, Pete, you were just having the most fun.
You were just crushing beers and going to bars every night.
You just missed the freedom. You're tied down to corporate America now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could call that a peak. I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Well, I know you got to get out of here, bro. So we can go ahead and cut this thing out. Everybody, give it up for my boy. My friends call me Ranch. You know why? Because he be fucking dressing. Yeah. All
right. Tell people what's up. Tell them any last words.
You know, sorry it took so long to get on here. Had a great time doing it. For sure, we'll be doing it again. Not sure how soon it will be. You know, it's hard with a full-time job, and he's got a full family. But we'll link up soon.
What's your TikTok, bro? Tell him to go follow
my TikTok. I only got like 4 videos posted, but let's get this thing.
He just posted a new heater, bro. That shit's it's funny. It's got potential. Y'all go check it out. Give it a like. Give it a share.
It's at Cody Calhoun 13. And so yeah, you know, I got a few on there. A couple of them mostly dumb, but I think this last one pretty funny. Got one more cooking that I explained earlier, and then can you get any feedback off of these? Have you ever got feedback?
I mean, just people sliding up on my story.
I gotta figure out what kind of material and content I want to get into. Like, if I want to do storytelling, or if I want to like make, you know, like skits. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, you'll find it out. You'll figure it out. I still don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just on here talking. But, yeah, you guys know the drill. Y'all take care. I'll see y'all next time whenever this goes up. Yeah, appreciate the support. Like and share. Do what you got to do. And, yeah, y'all take it easy.